I am from Maryland, and I'm really proud of being from there. My favorite place in the world is Ocean City, Maryland. Hell yeah, it's the best. I love it because you can go to Ocean City. It's the best beach in the world because you can go there, lay out on the beach, and eat a corn dog, and then you can look to your left and see a guy, a morbidly obese man in Confederate flag swim trunks, getting skin cancer because he thinks that sunscreen is only for women. And you can literally watch racism die in front of your eyes while eating delicious beach treats, you guys. You can sit there and get a tan and be like, progress is real and it is delicious. Oh, I love that place. I was there a few years ago, and this guy came up to me and my friends while we were taking a beach nap, the greatest nap in the world. He came and he kicked some sand onto us and woke us up. Thank God that he did, though, because I looked up and he was wearing a black Speedo. A banana costume. We make eye contact and he goes, hey, don't touch my banana. And then he did it to 30 other people around me. And it was funny every single time. Do you guys get the joke? Do you get the joke? Your dick is shaped like a banana and he was wearing a banana costume. Oh, layers like an onion, but we're talking bananas. That joke is crazy, which is another word for bananas. His parents were the next hell over for me, and his mom was recording it with her phone and was like, baby, I'm gonna put you on YouTube. And the dad didn't say anything, but like the look in his eyes was one of pride. And I like to think that that was the day that father and son finally understood each other like men for the very first time. You know, like that day in a young man's life where you make eye contact with your dad from across a crowded room and your dad just winks at you and then he throws you a beer and then you just catch it. You say, I love you, Dad. I'm going to cry at your funeral. And then you share a moment, and then you break eye contact for 40 years. And then you just pat a coffin one day. Like, I'm not a man, but that's what it seems like to be one. I'm sorry, guys. You, like, have an emotion once, and then you're like, am I gay? It's fine. Cry sometimes. Try it out. But I like to think when that banana boy turned 18, his father pulled him aside and said, son, you're now a man. And a man in our family gets a cedar chest. And inside of that cedar chest, when he opened it, was a brand new black Speedo. And a pristine, still wrapped in plastic, from the store, banana costume. And a piece of paper, maybe old dusty parchment, had been written on with a quill pen. And it said, hey, don't touch my banana. And when the son looked up from that cedar chest, his father was wearing an old faded banana suit. Because you're not that funny at 18, you guys. You get the joke. Your dick is shaped like a banana and he was wearing a banana suit pointing to his dick. Oh my God. Passed down from generations in this family. Grandpa's in the corner. He's in a wheelchair in a threadbare banana suit covered in brown spots because that's how bananas age. Great-grandpa died. They put him in some bread. Then there's this whole montage of, like, the three of them at sunrise with, like, Eye of the Tiger blasting behind them, just making the suck a gesture next to each other on a beach. The visual's decidedly pretty unappealing. You take my fucking puns, Ventura. You take